Hello, I'm coming to you today from Lake Erie, big lake in the United States. I'm at my brother's cottage, eight of us in this little tiny cottage on vacation. But we got nobody to preach today, so here you get the word from the cottage. Our first reading is from the prophet Amos, starting in the middle. Amaziah said to Amos, "O seer, go flee away to the land of Judah. Earn your bread there and prophesy there. But never again prophesy at Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary, and it is a temple of the kingdom." Then Amos answered Amaziah, "I am no prophet, nor a prophet's son. I am a herdsman, a dresser of sycamore trees. And the Lord took me from following the flock, and the Lord said to me, 'Go prophesy to my people Israel.' Now therefore hear the word of the Lord. You say, 'Do not prophesy against Israel, and do not preach against the house of Isaac.' Therefore, thus says the Lord, 'Your wife shall become a prostitute in the city, and your sons and your daughters shall fall by the sword, and your land shall be parceled out by line. You yourself shall die in an unclean land, and Israel shall surely go into exile away from its land.'" Thus ends the first reading. The gospel is from Matthew, Jesus healing again. Some people were carrying a paralyzed man lying on a bed. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." Then some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." But Jesus, perceiving their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Stand up and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he then said to the paralytic, "Stand up, take your bed, and go to your home." And he stood up and went to his home. When the crowds saw it, they were filled with awe, and they glorified God who had given such authority to human beings. And thus ends the gospel. In both of these readings, we have people speaking for God and others saying, "You just claim to be speaking for God. Shut up." They do not want to hear what these prophets have to say. And so in the first reading, they say, "Amos, you're just a seer. You're just doing this because you're paid to annoy us. Go annoy somebody else." But Amos will not be silent. He says, "I'm no seer, I'm a herdsman, but God told me to say this, and you will hear it." Then, in the gospel, Jesus says, "Your sins are forgiven." Incredible. Only God can do that. And so the scribes say, "Just blaspheming. He is blaspheming." But Jesus proves his point by then physically healing the paralytic, something he could not have done if he were just blaspheming the name of the Lord. The question begs to be asked here, what do we do when people say things we don't want to hear? When people speak the truth we don't want to hear? Now, I'm speaking hypothetically because, of course, listeners of the word always want to hear the truth from God. But speaking hypothetically, what do we do when someone says something we don't want to hear? Do we question their motives? Do we question their integrity? There's so many ways we can discount them. You know, I have to say, vacationing in a little cottage with eight people on the lake, you have to let a lot of stuff go, because there's a lot of opinions here. And to be able to enjoy yourselves, you just got to learn how to let stuff go and let people be who they are. But this kind of truth-telling is even more difficult than that, because it's about things that really matter to us, ultimate truth. And we are seeking these big questions, and when people say things that we know are not true, what do we do? These readings today say that maybe what we need to do is listen more. Is there at least some shred of truth in this opinion I know to be wrong? It's a challenge. It's an action. It's a stance we can take today, or at least practice today. What truth might we find out if we just credit others today?